Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have some guests. We got Trevor and Karen from the Pop-Up Soup Kitchen.
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Good afternoon to you.
It's lovely to see you here, both of you.
Well, thank you for inviting us back
again.
It's
a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you here. So what are you up to at the moment?
Well, it's the beginning of our season.
Mm-hmm.
The van's been serviced and cleaned. And
is that the one you got donated?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. The Tesco lorry, yeah.
Yes, yep. It is. The soup's hot.
Yes.
And we're ready for action.
Brilliant. So what sort of soup have we got tonight?
It's tomato, and I'm afraid it's by Heinz.
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it cuts down on the paperwork, actually, because with allergens and ingredients, if we make it ourselves, you know, it has to have all the traceability.
All the list, yeah. Yeah.
If it comes from Heinz, we can put it on the board if anyone has got an allergen, and so many people have these days.
Yes.
See, I never thought of that.
No, it's a legal requirement.
I know
isn't
it is, but it never occurred to me that if you make your own soup, like a restaurant, you have to list all the allergens and ingredients. But a commercially produced soup, that's already done for you.
No, not just that, but we have to record the temperature that it reached and the temperature of the fridges
that
it's stored in.
Right.
And the time it cooled down.
So opening a tin is a lot simpler.
Especially if it's a ring pull.
Yeah.
can't you get those huge tins of soup?
I'm afraid not.
No. Oh, it's a shame.
That's a shame, isn't it?
So whereabouts do you go with the soup kitchen?
All right. Well, we have several venues. Ride Town Council gave us a little bit of space where we can turn up and meet our clients.
Yep.
And so has Newport Congregational, and we're chatting to the Minster at the moment.
All right, yes.
Just the thing about confidentiality is we don't actually like to announce when we turn up.
No.
Because we don't just feed the homeless, do we? There
no,
are people that
less
are
less fortunate, yeah.
Yeah, that are less fortunate.
Yes.
And you don't want to be seen getting your soup in public, do you?
No,
so
this is true.
Hide away a little bit. It's a little bit discreet.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. That makes sense.
So when it comes to this time of year, there's a lot of guilt, if you like, for people who are on the on the street and you're sitting at home with your turkey. Is there a lot of compassion going on?
There's a huge amount of compassion at Christmas time. And what I'm about to say next is not controversial, but Christmas period is probably our quietest time.
All right, why is that?
On the run-up into Christmas, there is so much compassion about. You might have your son or your daughter or your husband or ex-husband give them a space on the sofa, the spare bedroom, in the garage in some instances.
The shed at the bottom of the garden.
And everybody's happy. But come
January, February, when the homeless tend to be kicked out or people,
they've had enough.
So Christmas definitely is where people think about charity or go and volunteer for charity. But come January, February,
that's our busy time.
It's interesting,
we have to
pick up where others
are.
Well, not everyone is skilled at treating someone that's in addiction.
Yeah,
a lot of people have to go back to work, so they've got their holiday period where they're off anyway. And then they're back at work January, February.
And back on the streets.
Yeah,
it's all got too much and all hell breaks out. We could be anywhere on the island.
Yeah.
Okay. So over an average night, how many portions do you serve?
Oh, actually very few.
More tea and coffee, certainly tea and coffee, even to passers-by.
Lots of tea and coffee and things like that, but five to seven portions. And but in that particular area, so we'll do the Bay one night, and then we'll do Ryde, Newport, East Cowes.
It's more than just soup.
Oh yeah, and there's also other foods. Anything that is instant, like pot noodles, if they want to come and have some pot noodles or take some pot noodles.
So, do you get the discarded sandwiches from supermarkets anymore, or are you not allowed to have those?
We are allowed to have them, but it's not always cost effective.
Right.
In a 3-litre Tesco van to go and get a few sandwiches which are left over.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sometimes we will have a tray of odd bits of food and it's like really steady cook trying to make food. Other times it could be trays of lettuces. And
We're ever so grateful. We're ever so grateful. Over the years, we've had sandwiches from weddings, wakes, the festival, and grateful for those. Yeah. But if someone's just got, you know, we're based in Newport and someone's just got a few sandwiches out in Totland, we have to think twice.
Of course you do. Supermarkets now have apps. They have a couple of apps now, so...
But I always, always thank people for thinking of others because we might just, that might be the day that we need it.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If someone, you don't ask for any proof or anything, people can just turn up and say, can I have a soup or a coffee or whatever it is?
Yeah, absolutely anyone. However, there's a lot of responsibility in handing out food.
Right.
And so if we've got repeat custom, and we start asking questions, you know, is it debt? Is it, you know, is your husband drinking? Is that there's all sorts, there's always a reason.
Of course, yeah.
And we can signpost them to the right people.
It's a kind of gateway to help then, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
In a lot of ways, we're first responders.
Yes.
We're first at the scene.
Yeah. So is it just food you distribute, or is there anything else?
Food, clothes, sleeping bags. We did get donated, bless, 1 year we got donated a lot of woolly hats and scarves.
All right.
And unfortunately, not waterproof outside in the weather. Yeah. So waterproof ski coats, anything like that, we do get inundated.
Yeah. We've got heated gilets. Mm-hmm. We've got heated gloves. You know, they warm up by USB. We've got USB power packs that are solar that can charge the phones up.
Oh, yes.
If
they are out and about and, they just want to sit with us for an hour, they can charge their phone. They can go home with a bag of food, clothes, and obviously have something to eat or drink while they're with us. So you try and make the whole package complete for them.
Things like sanitary items as well.
Of course, Nappies.
And the van's got a Wi-Fi hotspot, so... If you've not got any internet access, they can use our. They can put it through the phone.
So you serve all sorts of different aspects, don't you, of what people need?
Yeah, it's not just a one-man survival van, isn't it?
just look at it from my technical geeky head. Do you plug this in where you go, or is it all self-contained?
I'll thank him now, and I'll thank him again. Richard Quigley bought us a generator for a brand new, it's a suitcase, what they call a suitcase generator.
I know the ones you mean, yeah.
It's very small, it's very quiet, so we can go absolutely anywhere.
Unlike Richard Quigley, he's not small or quiet.
He's a good friend of mine.
He's a lovely man, he's a lovely man, but he's not small or quiet, is he?
Well, he's actually Richard and his daughter, Sock, have been out with us, haven't they?
Oh, they have helped. Yeah, they came Christmas, at the Minster, trees, didn't they? Yeah. They did do.
Interesting. So, how can people help you?
Okay, the best way of helping is going to the Pop-Up Soup Kitchen page on Facebook.
Okay.
We, obviously, it's a big van. It costs a lot of money to run with that big 3-litre automatic engine to get around. We have been asking for a donation of £15, and that gets us round the island on one night,
quite
comfortably. And there's probably a bit left over for road tax, insurance and things like that. So if they go to the Pop-Up Soup Kitchen on Facebook and they direct message us or have a look at the post, our details, bank details are on there, and they themselves, either personally or anonymously, or as a business, because we get some quite huge posts, you know, going to the tens of thousands sometimes of hits. They can sponsor the work and the van.
Brilliant.
£15 is an evening's worth of fuel, basically.
Yeah, well, yeah. The accountant says actually less than that. It's probably about 12, but what's left over, we've got to buy fuel for the generator.
It's a nice figure, though. £15 is a nice figure. Yeah. I like it.
And it's not a lot of money.
No.
Not in this world.
No. To find it, go to Facebook and look for the Pop-Up Soup Kitchen, is that correct?
The Pop-Up Soup Kitchen.
Excellent.
There's a picture of Kay and myself on there. Kay's been with us now for 7 years.
I see. Seven-year itch. She'll be off then.
I'd done charity work before. Yeah. That's how Trevor and I met, both working for different charities.
We did, yeah.
At the time.
And it's the 12th year that I've been involved in
homelessness. Yes, it must be, yeah.
10 years as the soup kitchen, and a couple of years before when the night shelter was up on Pan Estate. When things were simple and you could just walk in.
Yeah. Okay, not so simple now, is it?
There are a lot more people involved now in homelessness. Yeah. And there are some brilliant people doing it, working out there. But some of the people that we and they have to deal with, it's a very difficult job.
I bet it is.
I don't think anyone, and sometimes you see celebrities saying, you know, we're going to throw all this money at it, we're going to end homelessness. It actually shows lack of understanding
of why.
And I sum it up, and I've summed it up actually to some local councillor once and said, the problem is, some people think homeless people just haven't got homes. There's much more to it than that. And we see it on a nightly basis.
I bet you do.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And promoting what you do. I think lots of people appreciate the effort you go to help our homeless population and others, because it's not just homeless, as you said.
People
easily need, if we put it that way. And long may it continue. And Facebook page, donate £15. What have you got to lose?
Not a lot. Will you come back in the new year, say March time, and tell us how you're getting on?
Of course we'll. But before I go, can I thank you again?
It's a pleasure.
Can I congratulate you on your recent awards?
Thank you.
Can I thank Karen for being my manageress and being by my side, and all the rest of the volunteers, and businesses and people who've helped us.
It's all a pleasure.
And always Tesco. Always got to thank Tesco for providing a van for frozen and fresh food.
They save people's lives, don't they?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.